who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out from him and healed them all. It's a wonderful place, this level place. There's some things I get out of this level place, and I'm going to just quickly share them with you and then apply it for us today. 10 things in this level place. Number one, it was after the high place. Because earlier in the chapter, Jesus is on a mountain praying for wisdom because he's about to choose his disciples. He's been in the presence of the Father. And you cannot have a powerful influence of good on the level place if you have not been in the high place. If you spend all your time on the high place, in heavenly places, you are no good, earthly good, on the level place. And if you spend all your time on the level place, connecting and spending time with people, but you're not fostering a dynamic relationship with God, you are no of heavenly good in that level place. Our challenge is to move from one place to the other. From the high place of communion with God, relationship with him and fellowship with others, to the level place with others. I like that phrase, by the way, level. It doesn't communicate superiority. It doesn't communicate, I'm telling you what. You're listening to me, Phyllis? I'm telling you, because I am Mr. Know-it-all. I'm Mr. Spiritual Saint. I'm Pastor Tony. So you listening to me? That's not the level place. The level place, someone has said, you know, we're just beggars, people speaking from one beggar to another to tell people how to find bread. Now, in reality, there's an element of truth to that. I remember as an early OAC evangelist, a friend of mine, Bob McNaughton, said, when you preach in the open air, preach as one friend to his friends. I thought that was a great concept. Not preach from a high place, like, listen to me, I am the man with all knowledge. You know, when I came out of Bible college, I felt I had the immaculate perception. I felt I understood all things. And of course, that wasn't true. And the longer I've been a Christian, the more I realize, man, am I still on the learning curve? When we go out from the high place, which assures our position of God and knows there's no striving nor religious activity that dictates our relationship with him, is just enjoying him. But when we go from that place, we take the fragrance of that relationship into the level place. When we meet together on Sunday, it's to celebrate and worship. It's often a high place, a place of encounter, a place of worship, a place where he receives the glory. But then we move on from the high place into the level place. We go out into the world to tell people what we've found. In the Old Testament, we read the story of some social outcasts during a time of great famine. And the city that they were part of was totally surrounded by a huge opposing force. And the end result was famine and oppression. Anyway, these social outcasts who lived on the outside of the city thought, right, we're going to die, so let's, you know, we've got to do something. Let's go into the enemy's camp, see that they'll give us anything to eat. If we die, we die. And they went in and found to their surprise the enemy had fled. It was a dramatic incident where God had brought fear into the hearts of this huge opposing force, and they had fled, leaving everything behind. And these people, social outcasts, all of a sudden found tent after tent after tent of food and riches. They had a big feast. They ate up big. And then they pocketed the gold, the silver, and then they went to the next tent. Oh, there's a pavlova. We'll get into that. Oh, look, they left the Domino's pizza there. We'll get into that. And they're sitting down in the second tent, their pockets bulging with treasure and abundance of food. And they said, this is not right. This is not right that we should live with such abundance when everyone in that city is so in desperate need. So whilst they had been rejected, they still decide they will potentially face the same rejection but communicate a message of hope. And so they go from this wonderful high place of provision and miraculous breakthrough, and they go to the level place of going to the city and saying, the enemy's routed, there's food for everybody. And it means deliverance for a city. You and I are positioned right now because of what Christ has done for us. We're on the high place of blessing, the high place of forgiveness, the high place of deliverance, the high place of a relationship with God. And in our town, there are people who need to hear this. And God would say, go out from your high place and go down into a level place and tell them what you found. Share with them the good news. Amen? And so, first of all, it was a high place. Secondly, it was a missional place. That meant that Jesus went from the prayer room, from the prayer mountain, to be among the people. That was his purpose, to go to the people. I praise God for church services, but that's not our mission, everybody. God has more for us than going to church meetings. Praise God that we can go to church meetings. We have the freedom of doing so in this community. But God has so much more for us than that. He wants us to enjoy church so that we can make a breakthrough in our world. I got to tell you, all the greatest miracles of my life have been on the level place. Yes, I've had powerful encounters with God, but the miracles happen because someone somewhere has a problem. You got to have problems before you have miracles. That's right. So if you have a problem right now, you are in a place for a miracle. So all the great breakthroughs I've ever experienced have been on level places where God has entered the world and individual's life and has broken through in their life. God is sending you to level places this week. It's not just good enough to enjoy the high place of Sunday fellowship. It's not just good enough to enjoy the prayer meeting or the fellowship of a home group. God wants to take you from the high place to the level place and be involved in his mission. Next thing is, Jesus goes from the high place to the level place with his disciples. He takes them with him. And we're to go into that level place in teams, everybody. Jesus sent out the disciples two by two. You and I, whoever finds at times by yourself, you get discouraged. Put your hands up if you've ever been in that situation. I think pretty much every hand. But the benefit of going into the level place with others is we can support one another. There have been times when I've gone to witness and share with someone, I've been by myself, and it has just fallen flat. Have you ever experienced that? I've experienced it. And when I've been by myself, it's a bit of a struggle to work through when it's just fallen flat. But when I've got someone else with me, it's easier to laugh it off, pray it off, talk it off, encourage one another it off. And team. This was an accessible place. By that I mean, It was a place where others could hang out with Jesus. The high place, it was Jesus and the Father, the disciples watching on. The level place is a place where other people can make contact, could connect with you. It's a place of connection. The level place is also a proclamation place. It's a place where the message is passed on. You read it in the passage. It's not only that, it was a miraculous place where miracles were released. It's a healing place. People received powerful healing. It was a deliverance place. People who were oppressed were set free. It is a faith-filled place because as people hang around with you and hear your stories and you testify to what's going on, there's an atmosphere of faith building up. And every now and then someone is starting to receive it by faith. You read in the New Testament, it says, and Jesus, seeing their faith, all of a sudden there's room for a miracle. You start talking about what you know and who you know. Every now and then, some people, there won't be eyes of faith, but every now and then you'll see eyes of faith. The eyes will lighten. There will be a, yes, they're with you, and then bang, you're in fertile soil for a miracle. Why are you talking? Why are you sharing? Realize there's some soil that's not too good and some soil that's really good. And as you're sharing your testimony, look for those who lean forward a little bit more, who are nodding. You've got faith soil there. And the last one is, it's a powerful place, this level place. Now, during the times of Jesus, this was the temple. And this was the temple courts. King Herod had spent a fortune developing it. And it was made up of a number of interesting things. You thought it was what? No. Over there was the holy place, where only the great high priest could enter. In here was the ministry place for the rest of the Levites. The only people who were allowed into here, the women were allowed to come into the this early part. It was called the woman's court. This area was the court for the priests. And the men were allowed and not right into the priest area, but all around this area here. But only Jews were allowed here. But this area here was called the court of the Gentiles. And Gentiles, non-Jews, who are pursuing a relationship with God, could enter and hang around the court of the Gentiles. This was a dedicated place for the Gentiles to pray. This was a place God was providing for outsiders to begin to make their way in. A level place. Stories told of Jesus twice actually going into the temple and throwing out the money changers. The temple is not this part. The temple is this part. The court of the Gentiles. And the reason why he threw out the money changers, what used to happen is the Jews would come and they would come with their offerings. A dove, a lamb, an oxen. And they would make their way in. Now, some had traveled miles and couldn't. They decided they would have to buy their offering as they arrived. Others were locals and they brought their own lamb, their own dove, their own oxen. And it was required that the beasts were checked to make sure that they were not maimed or not perfect. And so a priest would have a look and see the quality of the animal. And if he said, sorry, this lamb is not perfect, there is a flaw in it, then they would have to purchase. They traveled all that distance to come to the temple to give an offering. They would purchase another lamb. But in the court of the, in this whole area, nothing that had an idol image was allowed. So Roman coins, Greek coins, Phoenician coins weren't allowed because often they had the image of their god attached to the coin. So what would happen is before they could purchase the animal, they would have to take their coin, their Greek or Phoenician or Roman coin, and replace it with a Jewish shekel. And the purpose of the money changers was to replace one coins with another. Now, when you travel overseas and you need to have some different currency, you can swap it, but you know it's always going to cost you something, don't you? And it was known that some of these money changers were really good at making a few dollars. And even it was felt that at times, some of the priests who were checking out the quality of the offerings were saying, oh, this is an imperfect lamb. We'll look after it for you. Over there you can get your other lamb, but over there you need to get your temple currency. And so they'd get the temple currency, and then they'd go over to where the good lambs were, and they'd go and buy a good lamb, and then they'd look at it and go, oh, this looks like the same lamb I just gave. There was a little bit of embezzling going on. And so there was this, it was like people were doing the wrong stuff in the wrong place. Now, in reality, it was a good service. The idea, you know, you could come, you could do your offering, you could get an animal and then sacrifice it. It was a good service. It was just that some people were abusing it. But where the story is wrong in this picture is this. That all of that happened in the place that should have been made available for the Gentiles to seek God. So what was happening? Instead of making a place to reach Gentiles, they were consumed with their own religious life, expectation, and requirements. Jesus goes in twice, once at the beginning of his ministry and once at the end of his ministry, near the end of his ministry. He goes into the temple and he turns the money-changing tables over. And some people think he goes through with a whip. And he whips everybody and he causes this big, massive ruckus in the place. But actually, that's a little bit of an overdramatic picture of what went on. He grabbed a hold of some ropes and swished them around like maybe a shepherd would, or someone dealing with stock to move them on. And so he'd be moving, shh, and he was moving. Yes, he turned the money changing tables over, but he was moving the stock out. Why? Because he was saying, and here's the point, my house should be called a house of prayer for the nations. You've made it a den of thieves. In other words, you have blocked out the very thing that is my heart, the room, a level place for non-Christians. You have filled it with a noisy activity of your church ritual and requirements. Now, when we have the Beacon Bookshop, and at times we go into churches, we put up the Beacon Bookshop, we make it available for people. Someone said to me, don't you feel that's like doing business in the house of God? Isn't that wrong? No, that's out of context. It's not what's going on here. When you charge for a cup of coffee, isn't that wrong? No, that's out of context. It's all about, and a modern day example of that would be the Christian who's so busy in church life they have no time to get down onto a level ground and be involved in there. So, you know, we can look on and say, those Jews, how dare they use that the Gentiles court for business? But we would clutter our level place with all sorts of activity. And God would say, but my house should be called a house of prayer for the nations. I would want it to be a level place. Stop all the noise and the clamor and the clutter. I want you to go out onto that level place and make it possible to reach out to those who don't know me. Now, it was pretty well known that the Jews had been called to bless all nations. And it was also pretty well known that they had just not done it. And whilst a place was built for the Gentiles, it was overcome with other stuff. So God wants us to make room, a level place for those who don't know him. And there are people who want to have a relationship with God. They're actually quite open. They haven't made their way into the holiest of holies. They're not of the family of faith, but they're on a journey. And we need to make room for them. So we need to open up a level place to connect with them. You understand what I'm saying? Now, next slide. So our level place, I want you to encourage to have. And it is this. Prayerfully ask God for your level place. God, what is my level place? What is the place you have for me where I go from developing a personal, wonderful, and real and intimate relationship with you to connecting with others? Where's that level place? Where would you have me to be? For some of you, it's your work. For some of you, it's deliberately, it's your neighbors. For others, it's students. For some, it is your places of hobby or interest. Get out from the high place and enter into the level place. And so, even in work, God, what does a level place ministry look like while I'm here? What does it look like to be someone who has a vibrant, real relationship with God and I'm in the world? What does that look like? How can I give you room for the place of the Gentiles? Purposefully walk into your level place. When God highlights what your level place is, walk into it. Your level place might be music. It might be a hobby. It might be a sport. It might be an interest. It might be an engagement in the community in some sort of way. That's your level place. God's put you in there and he wants to bring his kingdom into that place. Partner with others in that level place. There's someone where you are who also has faith in God. So ask God, who is that person? And how can we pray together to see a penetration of your kingdom in that level place? Consider your work as you head off from this place to be your level place. Consider your family to be your level place. Consider your school to be your level place. But find someone else to go in there with you. Practice accessibility in your level place. What do I mean by that? See this wonderful equation? CP plus CC plus HP equals MI. And you say, okay. CP means close proximity. You cannot influence people when you're a long distance away. Part of impacting people is you've got to have relationship. There is no impact without contact. And same with our relationship with God. There is no impact in your life without contact. And our relationship with the world, there is no impact without contact. So CP, close proximity. CC means clear communication. You need to be able to articulate what you know. No good having it here and not bringing it out. But it's not a case of blurting it all out in one appointment. You got to have wisdom. God, what is it? I loved what Olivia had to say last week because she was talking about the Lord guiding her in her conversation when she was in the hospital. She so much wanted to say more, but God was saying, no, only tell them I love them. Oh, but there's more to it. Only tell them I love them. Oh. Sometimes we need to learn that clear communication doesn't mean a million words. Sometimes it means 10 excellent words. Close proximity plus clear communication plus HP means high potency. Now, this isn't talking about your need to have a shower, but it is talking about the power of the Spirit of God. It's talking about God's power in you. So if I'm connecting with you and I'm communicating what God's doing in my life and there is the light and power of God in me, it leads to the last one, M-I, maximum impact. We cannot have our maximum impact on the level ground if any of those other three are missing. If we are not close to people, no maximum impact. If we're not communicating what we know, no maximum impact. And if we're not full of the Spirit of God and confident in His ability to save and heal and set free, then there's no maximum impact. But CP plus CC plus HP equals MI. I'm wondering which is your challenge. You might say, Tony, I think I'm hanging around with non-Christians all the time. And I use the opportunity to communicate. I do. Maybe I'm a bit weak on the high potency part of it. Maybe it's because everybody, you just need to pull out every now and then and get on the high place. Spend enough time on the high place, you're highly potent. Spend all your time down there. You might have all the clear communication going on, but it's not resonating because there's something missing in you. Okay? So, practice accessibility, proclaim Jesus from your level place, and position yourself for the miraculous. As I've told you, I have felt and seen more of God on a level place than I have on the high place. But it's scary getting out on the level place. Scary moving out. For every church, they have these five concentric circles. There's the community, we'd call that. At the moment, we'll call it live-in. It could be Foxton, it could be Horowhenua. Let's call that community. And then there's the crowd. These are the people in the community who somehow are coming along to things or connected to things that we are doing. Whether they're relationships, special events, programs, it's the crowd. And then from the community, a smaller group is the crowd. And out of that crowd, we start building a congregation. The congregation of people who actually turn up to Sunday services or our small groups. Then in the congregation, there are some people who are the committed. These people, they are not only just part going to church, they have the church in them. They pray, they attend, they give, they serve, they're committed. And then you have this final part right in the middle, the core. These are the leaders. These are the people who give above the average in terms of their energy, time, passion, prayer, dedication. They are the core. Now, a third place should I say, a level place is between the community and the congregation. It's finding a way to get out into that community, connecting with people, building a crowd. And if the church is not spending any time in the community, you can't build a growing congregation of committed people who in the core. It just doesn't happen. So what I'm saying is this. I mean, can I ask you this question? When you look at this, where do you see yourself? You see yourself, you're here today, right now today, you're in the congregation. You might be a regular congregant. You might be a visitor here today. But right now you're here. There's more than being just turning up on a Sunday. Because if you will really commit and be part of the core, God will commission you to influence your community. I find there are some people who turn up to churches. They're not core, and they're not the committed. They click the ticket. There, I'm there on Sunday. Aren't I a good boy? Jesus, you saw that. and then they leave. And they have no sense of being commissioned to go out into their world to make a difference. They stay in this middle place. And I want to tell you there's so much more for you, but you need to choose to follow. Choose to follow God's mission into the world. Move from someone who just turns up to someone who's turned on. Someone who speaks up. Someone who's fired up. And you can go there. This place is not just for a certain privileged few. It's available for all. So your level place, everybody. God has a level place for us. Shortly I'll close in prayer. We'll hug. We'll say goodbye, shake hands. And about 40 minutes later, the lights will be off, the heaters will be off, the door will be closed. And it will progressively get cooler and cooler in this building. But what will be going on in you? God wants you to deliberately move from the high place of His presence into the level place of influence. People come and go in this congregation. Sometimes it's just the natural flow of people coming into our community and leaving our community. Sometimes it's the unnatural flow of people going from congregation to congregation and not progressing any further. Now, one couple who are just a natural progression of moving on is Alan and Anne. They're leaving in a month or so. And it's been wonderful having you with us. We're going to miss you guys. And so this is our moment just to pray for you and send you on. You're probably going to be with us probably for a few more Sundays and be gone. Who knows? But I'm going to pray that you will find yourself in a wonderful level place when God sends you. It's not just to be with family. It's not just to prepare for retirement. But everything that God has put in you guys is to be passed on. You are among the committed. You are our core. God's infused so much into you. God wants this next place to be a level place of influence. I'm going to pray that for you right now, but if you're saying that's for me, I'm claiming that for me, I want to have a level place of influence in my work, my school, my town. And as I pray for Alan and Anne, I want you to claim that for yourself. Let's pray. Father, I thank you right now. Just those who are close to Alan and Anne, would you just place a hand on their shoulder right now, please? Father, we thank you for them. We thank you for the gift they've been with us. Thank you for bringing them to be with us for a while. And thank you that they're just such a lovely couple. And they're truly committed to you. And Lord, they're just at core. We're going to miss them. But Father, I pray as they finally leave their house and they finally relocate, Father, I pray, Lord, for a level place of influence, a level place of miracles, a level place of breakthrough, a level place of kingdom expansion in Jesus' name. Give them faith, Lord, to believe for more and to walk into the more. Close proximity to those who are going to come into your kingdom. Clear communication of who you are as they influence them. High potency, the power of your spirit moving in and through them. And maximum impact in their community in Jesus' name. We declare a level place of influence in Jesus' name. And if you want a level place, can I ask you right now, if you're saying, I want to walk in a level place of influence, stand right now where you are as I get ready to close off the service. Father, you see those standing right now. They're saying, God, I want to move from congregation to committed to core. I want to move from the high place to the level place. I don't want to let go of the high place. I want to enjoy and continue to enjoy you. But Father, I want to see your kingdom expand on the level place of influence in Jesus' name. Father, give us the words to say. Help us to be spirit-led, spirit-directed, spirit-empowered, spirit-energized. And Lord, the dynamic power of your spirit working through us to influence your kingdom. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, as we go out from this place today, we would deliberately walk into the level place of influence. In Jesus' name. Father, I pray more stories of people getting witnessed to. More stories of salvations. More stories of healings. More stories of deliverances. More stories of breakthroughs. More stories of your kingdom coming into our community in Jesus' name. Right now, Father, I pray you'd show us as a church how to engage in the court of the Gentiles. Help us, Lord, not to be so busy with our own activity that we lose sight of our level place of influence. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, everybody. God is good.